We're called to support each other, to be with each other, to bring good news to one another. It's, you know, I still remember a funeral I had a number of years ago out in Saskatchewan. And it was for a young guy. And the service was over, and we crawled into the hearse and limousine and on the way to the cemetery. And one of the young guys said, "You know, it's funny how church is a good thing when somebody dies." And I remember sitting there thinking, well, it's a good place when people live, too. And I don't mean that as judgment, but we're called as people of faith to not just pull out this book when times are tough. We're called to pull it out and say, how am I supposed to live my life? What does it say to me that I need to hear? What is it calling me to do? It's not easy stuff that we sometimes confront when we read this scripture either, because it calls us to action. It calls us to life. So I hope next week's better for me and for you, for our world. But maybe what the one thing we need to know, that we need to hear, is that whatever it is we live, God walks with us. God reminds us of who we are, of who we're called to be, of how we're called to be together. May there be peace. May there be comfort. May there be understanding. And may there be love. Thanks be to God. Amen.